This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All right, all right, all right. We are back here at Hialeah Park. Yes, sir, Hialeah Park. Hey, don't forget Welton Rayom, a proud sponsor of our program. We love Jeff Welt, Daniel Rayom. They know how to get it done. 954-966-4646. Bankruptcy, homeowner property damage, condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation, personal injury. They're moving to these new offices there in Hollywood. And listen, we've had listeners in Orlando call them, down in the Keys, up in Central Florida, like on the west, on the East Coast, actually, away from Orlando. Like, we've had customers, listeners of ours, not just in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, but all over. Reach out to Welton Rayom. You can do it too. Listen, the consultation is completely free. Some of you have called to find out if you have a case or not. Some of you do. Some of you don't. And then that's how they can help you. And it's free. You know, they lend an ear. Ask for Jeff Welt. 954-966-4646. That's 954-966-4646 for Welt and Rayom. I got to do something for a second time today, Sean, because I screwed up yesterday. And that this young man deserves a little love. And so we like finding an MVP of the night. And let me tell you about an MVP two nights ago. And we're talking, of course, about our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
Who's last night's MVP?
For your complete landscape solutions anywhere in South Florida, there's only one MVP. CuttersEdgePro.com.
Here's our CuttersEdgePro.com MVP of the night.
You know, apologies to Trey Dooms. Two nights ago, he led Nova Southeastern University with a terrific performance, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 2 block shots. The 6'4 senior, fifth-year senior, by the way, won the state title with University School, which is obviously an affiliate of Nova Southeastern. So it's pretty cool to see him go from there to Nova Southeastern and have the kind of success. And two nights ago against Florida Southern College, he came up with a big game. He's had a hell of a season. MJ Araldi, Shane Hunter, some of these other guys that play really well for Nova. But Trey Dooms, man, South Florida kid. I got to give him some love as our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
The MVP of the night is brought to you by CuttersEdgePro.com. Servicing HOAs, condominiums, townhomes, commercial properties, corporate parks, and malls throughout South Florida. CuttersEdgePro.com, providing South Florida MVP performance every day of the year.
All right, all right, all right. There we go, there we go, there we go. Let's get to, how about some birthdays today? On the 21st of March. Let's do that before we get to your questions and comments. Ronaldinho, he is 44 years old. Let's see. Gary Oldman, movie actor, is 66. Antoine Griezmann, soccer player, 33. Scott Eastwood, actor, 38. Matthew Broderick is 62. Artin Senna, race car driver, rest in peace, born in 1960. We lost him in 94. Adrian Peterson today is 39. Johann Sebastian Bach, the composer Bach, born in 1685, lost him in 1750. Rosie O'Donnell is 62 years old today. Charlie Clips, rapper, 37. I have no idea who he is. But I'll mention it. What the hell? He's probably some local rapper from somewhere. Let's see. Any other famous names? DJ Premier. He is 58 years old. Now, that's real talent there. All right. So those are your birthdays. Let's go with music history today. Today in 1994, Bruce Springsteen won the Academy Award for the Best Original Song for Streets of Philadelphia, his contribution to the film Philadelphia. In 2005, MTV aired the final episode of The Osbournes. On it, the dysfunctional metal family got paid a visit from Dr. Phil. In 83, on this date, Pink Floyd released their final cut, the last album recorded with Roger Waters. Good album, by the way. I have it. In 2009, U2 went to number one on the album charts with their 12th studio album, No Line on the Horizon. Great album, dude. Great album. In 1970, The Faces with new singer Rod Stewart released their debut album, First Step. In 1981, REO Speedwagon's Keep On Loving You was the number one song on the charts. And that's what happened today in Musica history. By the way, if you want to play the Powerball, Saturday's Powerball jackpot will now be worth an estimated $750 million after zero players matched all six numbers during the $687 million drawing on Wednesday. 13, 22, 27, 54, and 66. That's the one number I always play. Can it come out again this Saturday? I guess I'm going to have to play one without 66 and one with 66 because, you know, the day I don't play it with 66, it comes out. But then again, that would be the only number I would get with my luck. You know, I already, my luck played out by meeting my wife. I think that's kind of where it ended, unfortunately. No more luck for you. It's like no soup for you, no luck for you. Kind of like the Dolphins the last 2 years with all the injuries. No luck for you. Did you see what's going on with Erykah Badu and Beyonce? Oh, this is not good for Erykah Badu. No. Erykah Badu, she threw some copycat shade at Beyonce for wearing her hair in braids. And then her longtime publicist, Yvette Noel Shure, entered into the chat to respond to Erykah Badu and wasted no time posting full-blown scrapbook of Bey wearing braided hairstyles throughout her entire career, even when she was in Destiny's Child. And she, like, throws one of Destiny's Child. She's there with her hair braided. But women are... men have to understand one thing, okay? We might be fortunate that, you know, the Lord blessed us, that we're stronger and faster and all that kind of crap. We are not as competitive as women. They compete about everything, bro. Looks, careers, men, lifestyle, whatever. They compete in everything. Everything. And so now Badu, and by the way, I'd rather listen to Erykah Badu's music over Bey every day of the week and three times on Sundays, okay? I think Erykah Badu is awesome. But you pissed off the beehive, bro. That's not smart, man. That's just not smart. More entertainment stuff. Travis Kelce. He's in talks. Did you hear about this? This guy's making the, yeah. If you're smarter than a fifth grader. Yeah, Travis Kelce's in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? The reboot. Okay, Kelce's in discussions to host a celebrity-focused reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader on Amazon Prime Video, according to Brian Steinberg of Variety. The new version of the show would include celebrity guests instead of children. However, there are some questions, according to people familiar with the discussions, about how much of a commitment Kelce could make to the venture if he continues playing football. Brother, he is creating his life post-football. He's not stupid. And he can film this stuff. See, here's where they get crazy. They know his lifestyle, so they'll probably film it during his offseason. Like this summer now. He's got months off now, and all he's got to do is go to train, you know, mini camps and all that kind of crap. And, bro, what does Travis Kelce do in a mini camp? Right? He's like hanging out. You don't play players like that in a mini camp. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this is where somebody writing the story doesn't really understand what's going on. They're not going to do it in the middle of the season where he has to fly out. You know, that they wouldn't do that. And it's TV. Those kind of things are pre-recorded always, months in advance and all that. That's not really that fresh, you know? If you are an 80s fan like I am, there's a very cool concert that is touring, and it's Wang Chung. And we saw Wang Chung, I don't know, about a year or two ago or something. I don't know when it was, but they were terrific. The Motels, which, dude, I would love to go see her, man. She is so good. Well, I'm brain farting her name. Ah, damn it. Somebody help me out, the Motels singer. But anyway, she's a fantastic singer. Naked Eyes, Animotion, and Men Without Hats. So they're touring all over. You can check out the dates. Kentucky, Illinois, Chicago, Texas. Martha Davis, that's it. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Martha Davis. So the last date on the tour is June 23rd on a Sunday at the Broward Center, where Wang Chung, The Motels, Naked Eyes, and Men Without Hats will be performing. Not all of them perform in the same place. But the day before, June 22nd, they're in Clearwater, and it'll be the same four. And then the 21st, it'll be in the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, the same four. Okay? So no Animotion. We actually get a break because they have one song, Obsession, and that's it. You don't want to see Animotion. Give me a break. What else do we have going on? One more thing. I did see, anybody catch Huey Lewis on with Jimmy Kimmel a couple nights ago? And I've always been a Huey Lewis fan. I like him. He told a story that Jimmy brought up, that the day they did We Are the World, and he was there, and he talked about how terrified he was to be with all those great singers and all that kind of stuff, that after that, Bob Dylan ended up writing a song for his band. And he put it on a tape and everything. So obviously it's not just lyrics. There was music to it or something, you know? And he never recorded it. And he has the tape, but he's got like thousands of tapes. So he goes, if you go through them, you'll eventually find it. But I screwed up. And folks, let me tell you something. If Bob Dylan ever writes a song for you, please record the song. So they never recorded a song. And now he can't because the poor guy doesn't have hearing. And if you watch the interview, you can see it on YouTube, Huey Lewis and Jimmy Kimmel. He puts a device on the table because he has a hearing aid that allows him to communicate with people, because obviously that will then magnify, you know, the voice. And so he told the story that after, apparently they became friends after, you know, or some kind of acquaintances after We Are the World, that freaking Bob Dylan wrote a song for Huey Lewis and the News. Which, like, you think about it, there couldn't be two guys completely different, two genres of music completely different. So it's a cool interview, and he talks about how punk influenced him, which is something you would never think of with Huey Lewis. So I don't know, if you get a chance and you can check it out, it's all there. So that's some of the stuff that I see in music and entertainment. Oh man, you remember I tell you that one of the things I love about what we do here, and maybe it doesn't turn some of you all on, right? Some of you are just Dolphin fans, right? And you just have the blinders on, and if he's not talking Dolphins, I'm not interested, because that's it. That's all I can think. And some of you appreciate that we talk Heat and Marlins and Panthers and Canes and Inter Miami and NFL and NBA and every, you know, all kinds of sports and things and entertainment and music and crypto and whatever, and life and all kinds of stuff, because we do a talk show here. And it's different than just a show that's only about basketball or football or hockey or whatever. That's a limited show. And so when you listen to that, that's all you're going to get, and that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I always tell you that when you just do one sport or one topic, it won't last all year. So I'm going through the NFL articles, right? And here's an article. Check this out, okay? Sean, I don't know if you can keep a straight face with this, okay? The article says four teams that David Bakhtiari can help lift to the Super Bowl. David Bakhtiari plays an average of 3 games a year. 3 games a year. This guy's injured all the time. Yes, he was a great tackle in his early days with Green Bay, and he has so many injuries. He's a free agent now. Why would you write an article four teams that David Bakhtiari can elevate to the Super Bowl when the guy can barely make it out of the preseason. And this is the problem with, you know, listen, I don't feel like I'm not going to knock it too much because that's the guy's job, unfortunately. He's stuck riding football all year long, and you got to come up with some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, really, dude? This is why, you know, this is kind of why I'm here in a sense. You know, locally, they're talking up Albert Wilson. I'm kind of laughing at it. Even the guys that I bring on are our guys, and you talk about, and I'm like, yo, bro, you're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I do now. You know what I mean? I don't need to sell you the BS. Why am I going to do that? Why am I going to tell, oh, no, they really want Dalvin Cook. No, they don't. And I prove that over and over again. Oh, no, they're going to trade for Jonathan Taylor. No, they're not. They're not going to give big for Jonathan Taylor. Now, are the Colts willing to take some big salary off the Dolphins? Then maybe you can make a Jonathan Taylor. Remember, we talked about it. Like, there's a, yeah, sure, low-hanging fruit. Chris ain't stupid. He's not going to just take on salary and not going to dump some of it on you. What do you think? We have Mike Tannenbaum running this team now? And so I'm not here to, you know, I don't need to sell you. Hey, let's talk Dalvin Cook when it's a stupid subject that has very little substance to it because I know the inside of it. You know what I mean? And then I see this today. And it's not that I know anything in general of David Bakhtiari that I inside or anything, but in the general stuff that I know is that guy can't stay healthy. And this is the bullshit that you guys are treated to constantly. I remember I saw an article during the regular season last year, should the Dolphins sign Lael Collins? And I'm laughing like, that's just filler. They have no interest in Lael Collins. They're not bringing Lael Collins. You know, why? Because it was a subject back in the days of Tannenbaum and the draft and all that? Come on, man. Are we past that or what? You know, so these kind of things that go on constantly, I don't have time for this. And so I'm not going to do I'm brain farting with the word, the hypotheticals. Well, what if they trade for Dalvin Cook? What should they give up? And I'll let the other media members waste your time on that. And then just drag you along and tell you that Robbie Chosen is an impactful player. Like, I don't know how any of you bought that. You know what I mean? I never bought that for 1 second. And constantly writing and people talking about it, and it's like, yo, bro, come on, man. Look at him. He's, you know, because he caught a couple passes in practice in underwears? Come on, man. Let's go. Let's move ahead. He had his time. Move on. Super limited. And so I get it. You got to write to fill space. You got to talk to fill space. And, you know, I get it in radio. They really struggle to fill 8 and 10 minute segments. You know, it's really, really difficult for them to fill an 8 or 10 minute segment. So they've got to come up with something that makes no sense. Or podcasts that are limited to just one sport. So we got to come up with these fake topics. You know, and David Bakhtiari, I saw that and I almost like, wow, seriously, you wrote that? You're writing that David Bakhtiari can lift anyone to a Super Bowl. Are you out of your mind? You know? Crazy stuff. Crazy. Let's see. Big O, Robbie Chosen is yesterday's. Well, try to tell our local media about that during training camp and last year. Trying to talk him up when, come on, man. It's Robbie Chosen, please, bro. Oh, man. Let's see. How does one tackle make a team a bona fide? Well, it's not just that. You know what, dude? If you're telling me it's a healthy young tackle, you know, we got this guy that's, you know, whatever in his prime, fine. But you're mentioning a guy that can't play 3 games a year? I think he's played like 13 in the last 4 years. You do the math. So it's like, how do you have the balls to write that? That's the part that it's like, how do you write this? It's hilarious. You know? And you get people to just read that garbage. Will I be watching USA and Jamaica tonight? Yeah. Why not? The Reggae Boys? Yeah, I should have that on one of the TVs. I'll have the Panthers on too. I got to watch my Panthers, bro. You know? You know a beat writer's running out of stuff when they put who won and failed the most in free agency. Well, that's just filler stuff, man. That's just filler stuff. You got it, you know, and that's when you're limited to one. So, you know, Big O, your show is a variety, and variety is the spice of life. Yes, sir, Ocala Joe. That's the idea, my man. That is the idea. Remember, you can always make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show, Cash App or Venmo. I'm giving you guys one more day. For winners 5 and 6, we've already reached out to 4 winners. Now we got winners 5 and 6 for the family 4-pack. And you got to send us your full name, address, email. Okay? And you send it to my DM on Twitter or on Blue Sky at Big O Show or on Instagram and Threads at Big O Radio Show. We will pick 2 more winners tonight. 2 family 4-packs of tickets. If you win, I will reach back to you and tell you you won, and then they will email you the tickets. But if you don't hear back from me, you didn't win. Okay? So that's how you know you won. So send it in. Give you one more day for the final 2 pairs, and hopefully you guys can enjoy the fair. So there you go. All right. We thank Steve Calabro. We thank all the great people here at Hialeah Park who make it nice and easy. The Brunetti family, John Brunetti Jr., always very supportive of our program, and we love them. Obviously, Sean Stanley, the man, the myth, the legend, that knows how to get it done every single day. We will see you all tomorrow morning, actually. Tomorrow we are in studio. Yay, 10 a.m. So we got an early show tomorrow. So 10 to noon, 1 o'clock, I don't know. All depends on what we got going on. We'll have some guests. I know Manny Navarro and David Ferronis, and I'm going to try to set up something else or two there. So we'll get a bunch of guests for you tomorrow to get you ready for the weekend and all of the sports action. And who knows, maybe we'll have an OBJ signing from now to tomorrow. If he leaves, not as good, but we'll see what happens. Maybe he wants to meet with another team and then decide what he wants to do. You all be good out there. Be safe. Appreciate all of you for supporting us. If you made a donation, visit our amazing sponsors. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Hey, by the way, did I win AEW yesterday? I didn't win? Okay, I didn't win. Same bat channel.